This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, Bob, yo, this is Killer Keller. This here is
Mice Diggy, Sarah Love.
FUBAR Radio.
Exclusive.
You see, people are smart when they do things like that, because you see, now Killer Keller's getting a shout out at the beginning of
You're damn
every
right,
show.
Of course, man. Yeah. That's a smart dude. That's what
yes.
I like. We love that. That's mm-hmm. hip-hop right there.
Yeah.
Yep. And so if you lot want to be as smart as Killer Keller, you mm-hmm. better keep locked into this show right here, which is the hip-hop show on FUBAR Radio from 4 till 6. But before we carry on any further, as always, we got to give a big shout out mm-hmm. to the one and only MC
Ian
Boldsworthy. You get me? Man like Boldsworthy. True say we got a new show coming up with the grime man them. You know what I mean? We got to get a bit more grimy up in here. Show them what's what. Because it's the...
show them we're down too.
The hip-hop show. You know what I mean? Myself, Mice Diggy, alongside my co-host.
Me! That's me. Sorry. Sarah Love, I am here. I'm yeah. present. Present, sir. And yes, Ian's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR. Check it out, the show. You can listen back to that on the website. Last week on this show, we had a lot of fun on the open mic. That was cool, innit?
Woo.
And what I really liked about the open mic, which featured Trauma and Root the Brer,
get me? We've been brering it out way before them man there, so don't even try and... yeah, that. What did you like about it?
The annual monthly battle. Just how different their sounds were. Just their voices, their style, what they were saying, you know, and this is all the rainbow.
The rainbow.
That we are, the
yeah,
rainbow
careful, because not everybody wants the rainbow. There's nothing wrong with rainbows, by the way, because at the end of the rainbow, there's always a pot of gold. And there's a leprechaun there too, quite possibly. You never know. But listen, last week's open mic was great. Was ridiculously good, man.
It was really
and
fun.
Like to add on to what you're saying, it was really entertaining because they both were funny in their own way, and then they were both deep in their own way. They both had things to say.
That's true.
And this is what we try and represent here on the FUBAR Radio Hip Hop Show.
Mm-hmm.
Is just, you know, the raw, unadulterated. Yeah, that's the right word, isn't it? I'm just making sure because it's a Monday.
I'm following you.
Talent that we have out here,
and
not
variety.
Just in the UK, yeah, and variety worldwide when it comes to hip hop. Because a lot of you lot, do you know what I mean? We know how it is. A lot of these other radio shows and outlets mm-hmm. are telling you what hip hop is, and you're thinking that's all it is. It's all right to go to the strip club every now and again. It's not all right to drink codeine and all that. I don't know about drinking cough mixture until you feel sleepy. That doesn't really make sense to me.
That makes
but
me sad.
That is somewhat part of the culture, but that's not all it is
Jesus
about.
Christ.
And we do our best to try and show you the full spectrum.
Honesty.
As Sarah was saying. She said the rainbow, but she meant the full spectrum. Because, you know, rainbows nowadays are taken over by other people. But it's true. Shout out to Nori, man. He said, you know, when you see a rainbow flag, you know that, okay, certain people, like rainbow-loving people, are cool there. Hip-hop needs a flag. Hip-hop needs a flag.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Imagine you walk past a coffee shop. Bam, shout out to Tone Coffee Shop, by the way. But imagine you walk past and you see a hip-hop flag. You're like, oh, right, I can go in there.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean?
That idea.
You walk past a sports shop, you see a hip-hop flag. You're like, oh, shit, I could go buy some... You know
that's
what I mean?
What I love going to Australia, which obviously, you know, indigenous people in Australia, they're credited as the first people ever to sail. They sailed there, like migrated from Africa. And,
God damn.
You know, there's very little representation.
I thought they walked there. Like the land was, there
yeah,
was less water.
Yeah, but then there would have been a section that had to sail. So
they're like,
the theory
is this water came up. It's like, boy, bruv, you got to build a boat because I ain't trying to walk through that shit.
And, you know, but when you're in Australia, it's easy to feel like you're in white man land. Like there's not much representation of indigenous people. But then Aboriginals there, they have an Aboriginal flag. So anytime, like, I've been in Australia and you're walking down the street, you see that in some establishment or something. I'm just like, fight the power! Because the Australian flag, I'm sorry, that isn't the
real
realness
flag.
That landmass. But hey,
that's a whole nother can of worms you're trying to open up there. But we are here on this beautiful Monday, this confusing ass Monday. You know, it's spring. We got to get used to the fact that spring is here to fuck you up sometimes.
It should be renamed confusing ass.
Yeah, confusing ass period of the year. That's what it should really be called, because this weekend, Do you know what I mean? I know a few of us are feeling it. Shout out to Lissy. She managed to make it in. I know you feeling it. Yeah. I definitely feel it. I don't usually get that ill because, you know what I mean? I don't know why. For some reason. Yeah, I got the titanium lungs. And but somehow I managed to get it. The sore throat was creeping up. And it was like my throat was saying, bruv, you're fucking up because there's no way you should be sitting here in this dusty ass Costa with the aircon on. You know, drinking your shitty little chai latte.
Thinking you're class A.
You know what I mean? Like, underneath, you're treating me wrong. That's what my throat was telling me. You're treating me wrong. But a day later, bam. You know what? This is how fucked up you treated me. I'm sore. How about that? I'm sore. Now deal with that. So, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get over a little sore throat, but that ain't going to stop the voice of chocolate cake from melting in your ear. Canal, bitches and bitches.
And we're taking care of you till 6 p.m. tonight. Also, shout out to Kingsley, who came through to the show last week, and he was telling us all about his brand new book, and we've got more information on a competition to do with that book, 100 Nights at the 100 Club, so keep it locked to the show.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a guest in to do that, because, you know, it's only right. If you're getting freebies, free shit. Mm-hmm. There's only one man that can let you know how you can get it, mother lovers.
You know the legend of... Anyway, we'll introduce him later on the show. That's another guest that we have coming up today. As well as The Force is going to be joining us live in the studio. Legend. Letting us know about some new projects he's been working on. Also, we're going to be announcing the winner of last week's competition. That was to win the Jam Baxter CD. And, of course, we've got the usual investigation, open mic coming up for you, brand new music, including some artifacts, some Leaf Dog, and so much more. Get in touch with us today. It's hiphop@foobarradio.com. We love hearing from you guys because this show, honestly, is all about you. But let's hit you with something brand new. This is Sarah Love and my Stiggy on Foobar.
Yep.
Gang, nigga. On the blade. I think niggas forgot who gave these niggas this flow, you know what I'm saying? Baby Scarface.
I first tasted cocaine in 10th grade. Homie at the table chopping Rick James. Sent the package off from Texas, it's been 6 days. He was sweating like a pig until that bitch came. Nigga had to keep a job, living off in my mama's spot. Fuck it, I'ma bust a fucking jug, I'm a juggernaut. Pop a zone and drop it off in that water we was cooking now. Loud packs of Molly powder, all these niggas pushing now. Fans looking at as I pedal paint to these poor folks. The realest niggas that I know ain't never sold up. The hardest niggas that I know ain't never served time. Soon as I got me 30,000, I hit the bird line. Set niggas know me for that. Shout out to my niggas from DC with them scorpion bats. Keep it strictly business, you can't mix up your homie with that. One day you might have to clap a nigga, no glory in that. Feel like I'm outgrowing all my friends, niggas thinking small. Might have to write them all a check just to get the shit resolved. Then turn right back around and write them another one when they trick it off. Get successful and watch how quickly niggas get in their feelings, dog. Get successful and watch how you immediately become their competition. Niggas worse than a side bitch, they can't quite stay in a position. Don't know what niggas crave more, money or a fucking tissue. And these are niggas I'm cool with, my enemies I have yet to mention. I got cake, bitch, every day be my birthday. You can't fade me, I'm first place on my worst day. Streets dry, niggas thirsty, so I pray that when they couldn't take me, that this mini drink will make the earth shake. Have a nigga on some underneath the earth shit. My nigga Sherman caught a murder on his first leg. The animalistic instincts that we was born with. Felt so privileged when Alexis put me in that form with. Black as hell, but rap got me thinking I need a foreign bitch. Taking my black queens for granted, got me ignoring them. Names I be calling them, nigga, know you be dogging them. What kind of man is you to your little niece and your daughter? Then I'm posted at the stove with that Yola, that soda locking it. Mean rains, guns, and butter, niggas got margarine. Pussy niggas can't play their part, we dearly departed them. Quick like O.J. Simpson, you bar Homer and margin in my rap, but I keep weight, and I know the streets take. Niggas out the game, my baby mama told me be safe. Turned around and said, fuck safe, I stay dangerous. In the set with Sody, no chopper, my chain dangling. In the set with Deuce, I be blooding with gang ganging. And my nigga killing on in Diego, they smash craniums. Living life on high speed, nigga, that's just the lane we in. About to cop a Porsche in the pack of that Freddie Canyon. I got cake, bitch, every day be my birthday. You can't fade me, I'm first place on my worst day. Streets dry, niggas thirsty, so I pray that when they come and take me, that this mini Draco make the earth shake. Have a nigga on some underneath the earth shit. My nigga murder called a murder on his first leg. These animalistic instincts that we was born with. Felt so pimpish when Alexis put me in that form with. Black as hell, but rap got me thinking I need a foreign bitch. Taking my black queens for granted, got me ignoring.
That's something brand new from Freddie Gibbs.
I love Freddie Gibbs, man. This guy, he's so raw, but he, you know, he keeps it real. He's not, he doesn't go a bit too overboard. He's one of them guys that, yeah, he came from the street, but he knows how fucked up it is, and he'll tell you, you know what I mean, the good and the bad.
And I like that he's kind of bridging different worlds and sounds of hip-hop as well, but he's doing it in a way that doesn't feel like...
contrived.
He's trying hard.
Like
yeah,
he's forcing
exactly.
It. Yeah,
that track is called Alexis. It's produced by K Tronada and Bad Bad Not Good. Bad Bad Not Good. Those dudes who did that joint with Snoop on the remix Lavender that we played you last week on the show. Remember, you can listen back to all previous shows at foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. That Freddie Gibbs album, You Only Live Twice, is out right now. And this is me, Sarah Love.
And myself, a.k.a. Digman Freud.
And we like to start every show on the right tip, because it's intense when you see people, nutters and terrorists like Donald Trump, you know, running around the place, because you don't know what these people are going to do next. So it can get very stressful. Like, people are being stretched financially. Like, life isn't a walk in the park for a lot of us, you know. So I think it makes it even more important for us to remember and acknowledge good things that are going on in the world, because I truly believe there's more good than bad happening in the world, even though many people I say that to, they're like, no, I don't think so somehow.
Yeah, but they're
it's pure evil.
That's because they're looking for the bad. All people are doing nowadays is complaining. So as soon as you go on Facebook or wherever, Twitter or whatever, and you're seeing all this negative shit, you think that's all there is in the world. But people like yourself do your best to find the good.
Yeah.
And that's why we enter this moment in time, as we always do, which is...
This is the time when we have to send out some salutes to some important people. And first up, we have to send a massive
big up
to the one and only Biz Markie of Long Island. Yeah,
so
you need to warm up to that too.
Yeah,
it was his birthday this weekend. Biz Markie, what an OG in the game, man. Like, that's a dude who has real knowledge of music, and he's been there from the beginnings of hip hop. I mean, he had his debut album going off in 1988. So many ill joints that dude's come from. And it was really cool, because not long ago I saw an interview with him and Slick Rick. They were just having a chat about why, you know, a lot of people talk about what's the ultimate golden year of hip hop.
It depends what
age you are, isn't it, in many cases.
Definitely.
But it's pretty hard to contend with 1988, I think, like the influence that year has had on hip hop. And this is Biz Markie. Don't take my word for it. This is what Biz Markie has to say.
Here we go. Biz Markie, Ricky D, A-Tech, Slick Rick. Bye-bye. Hip-hop in 88 was one, it has to be one of the best years ever, besides the beginning, because you had people like Rick. You had EPMD with More Bounce. You had Rob Bass out with It Takes Two. You had Kane now. It was just an explosion era of you had all the clubs. You had the Quarters. You had the Parrot. You had the Rooftop. You had all the drug dealers partying with us. And, you know, it was just a cool era. You had to be cool to be down in that era. You had Alpo AZ, Rich era. You had the dudes in the Bronx, the Club 371, you had Billy Washington. And all of them, it was like more peace. People wasn't dying like that at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, you might heard a nigga got shot.
But he died.
He got robbed. Like, he just put some rope tussling on the cousin and healed up. From 86 on up to 89 set the blueprint for hip hop coming, because it was so many groups blooming at that time and so many people just learning stuff, you know what I mean?
Know what you mean. It's true, man. Like, that's incredible when you think about it like that. That was Biz Markie just breaking down why he thinks 1988 was such an important year. But it is nuts when you just think just 2 years, 86 to 89, like 3 years of how much that really did set the template of everything that has come after it right up until today. So, you know, we had to send a shout out to Biz Markie because he is just a super cool dude. But you know what really caught my attention this weekend, Mice?
What?
And I'm feeling it too, because even though this isn't strictly a hip hop thing, it's definitely the spirit of hip hop is alive and strong with this girl. I've got to send a massive
big up
to a young lady called Sophia Khan. I don't know. Have you heard her name?
That's not the girl with the beard, is it?
No.
Okay. You don't know about the girl with the beard.
She talks about
polycystic. Nah. She's actually okay. Adele with a beard. It's not a dude.
Oh, I thought you said Adele with a beard.
Wow. She's got a little size to her, but I wouldn't say she's Adele yet. She ain't reached Adele status. But she talks about having polycystic ovaries.
Okay.
And, you know, some other deep shit that you lot might not never know nothing about has nothing to do with this big up. So I'll let you carry on from where you start.
But yeah, it's not her anyway. But big up to her too.
Yeah.
But no, this girl, Sophia Khan, she's a pretty cool lady, man. She is from Birmingham, born and raised. She's British, half Pakistani, half Bosnian. And she spent her whole life in Birmingham. And she was saying that, you know, she in her life has never really encountered much racism, you know, directly herself. But she heard that there was this EDL march that was planned to take place in Birmingham. So people from EDL all over the UK decided they were going to go and invade Birmingham for the day and make their point.
Wait, EDL has nothing to do with the music EDM, yeah, even though they probably listen to that shit, but I just wanted to confirm it with all my other ignorant
or
ass ELO lovers out there.
No, it doesn't, all but right, so yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe they do listen to some EDM,
but yeah, no, I'm sure they do, but it I'm has sure nothing to do with it, like, in just in case you lot were dumb as I am and thought the EDL had anything to do with dooms.
Coming to a remix near you soon. But yeah, EDL, English Defence League. These dudes are scary. Once my dad was on a train, he was travelling from somewhere out of London back home, and there was this dude sat next to him. He was like, it sounded like he was organising some kind of military operation. Then my dad started talking to him when he got off of the phone, and then the dude explained that he was part of this group called EDL, and so my dad's interrogating him about what he does. My dad had never heard of an English Defence League before.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but the guy just saying that he thinks, you know, all this Muslimics coming out here, taking our country kind of mentality and everything. So basically, EDL, they went to invade Birmingham this weekend, and they were just basically harassing people. And this girl, Sophia Khan, Birmingham resident, she there was a picture that was captured of her just like facing off with this dude. Like, we're gonna have to tweet this picture for you because you need to check it out. It's twitter.com/FUBAR Radio. And basically, she was I'll let her break down for you exactly what happened this day. This is in Birmingham.
The demo itself was pretty aggressive. It had quite an aggressive undertone. There was swearing and things. It was a family-friendly environment prior to that. I mean, the sun was out. People were sitting outside on the grass, and they kind of just came in and brought a lot of tension with them. There was a lady there who was stood separate from the demo, and she wore a headscarf. She was quite a small lady. She started shouting racist and Islamophobe to them, and they reacted very aggressively and ran over and surrounded her. Ian Crossland, he's one of the heads of the EDL. I was stood in a crowd with a lot of them around me, and he felt the need to be shouting in my face. To be honest, I completely understand it. He was obviously angry by the fact that I'd intervened with the situation. And there's a pitch taken immediately afterwards where he's got his finger in my face as well. I think the most important thing you can do when you put yourself in situations like that is just remain very calm. Don't do anything which can incriminate you. I made a comment actually somewhere when someone asked me if I was going to stand up to any other groups. And I made it very clear that I'd stand up to anyone that I thought was acting immoral. If I saw something happening to an EDL member in a situation where it was not fair, they were being intimidated for whatever reason, I'd happily step in.
Props to her, man, you know, because if you see injustice happening, you're just going to stand there and watch. I'm sorry, that's not good enough. Like, this guy, also what makes her cool, she was wearing a Specials t-shirt, as in the two-tone star group too, which they were a bit, you know, that fighting racism and bringing, uniting society was a big part of their movement as well. Even, what's his face, Piers Morgan, he said, this is photo of the week. And, you know,
Piers Morgan just trying to stay in the news, man.
In it. But, you know, I was just surprised that he was kind of saying something that wasn't just hating on people. But, you know, there was only about 100 EDL people that they had managed to convince to go to Birmingham that day. And 300 people were there to protest the EDL's presence. So I just think, you know, I rate this lady. Because when you see the picture, she's just there grinning, almost like bemused in this guy with his blood vessel bursting out of his forehead up in her face and everything. And, you know, she was like, I wasn't intimidated at all. And like she said, I think it's important to stand up to any injustice you see. So Sophia Khan.
Big up, big up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I think she deserves a big up because she hasn't actually got a Twitter account. So I was like, wow.
Oh, doesn't she?
She's extra cool.
Trust Sarah. Do you know how many people are begging? They're like, Sarah Love, you need to get on Instagram. I'm like, bruv, you're messaging me like I'm going to go, yo, who looks, Sarah?
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah. They like, where I put, yeah, we're live on air or whatever. Then, Sarah, where's Sarah on Instagram, though? Like, bruv, you got to sort it out yourself, man. I don't know how we're going to get her on here.
But that's what I mean. Like, because I was thinking about Instagram the other day. First of all, someone's already set up a DJ Sarah Love account on Instagram.
Yeah, that's the
like,
funny
how weird
thing.
Is that? And then also, I was like, really, how is being on Instagram going to improve my life?
DJ
like,
Sarah Love. Don't let me have to get into depth about this, but if you're really trying to promote yourself and get out there and be the...
Be somebody.
Yeah, and be somebody and have a status and look like you're really important... You know, look like you're doing things, you need to be on Instagram. That's all I'm going to say. That was a party political broadcast, but fast out party.
No, but I hear that argument all the time, and I do understand that. But then I was thinking about Facebook. Facebook is all this time that I've been on Facebook, I don't even use it that often. It's not as though I'm feeling like, wow, this is just... When you play an instrument, for example...
Losing out, DJ Sarah Love.
If you're learning a musical instrument, it's something that gets better all the time. It's always improving your life, you know? But it ain't like that on Facebook. This thing just stresses you out more and more.
Look, as you say that, I'm doing an Instagram story right now. You can follow me at MySDiggy, MYSDIGGY.
And that's the most you're going to see of me on Instagram, is waving in the background and post. But back to the big ups, because there's been other cool stuff happening this weekend as well, including Snoop Dogg. This weekend he collected the trophy for Tupac to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's deep.
And this comes, obviously, it's like over 2 decades now since he was murdered in Vegas, and Snoop called Tupac the greatest rapper of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. And
wow. Snoop said that.
Snoop said that. He also said, you know, we were just two black boys struggling to become men and saying to be human is to be many things at once. Strong and vulnerable, hard-headed and intellectual, courageous and afraid, loving and vengeful, revolutionary and, oh yeah, gangster.
Yeah, I was about to say, because until you said that, I was like, wait, Snoop said that?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
Obviously,
you
like...
You can tell he's grown up now.
Yeah, he's got, like, investments and things. But, yeah, Snoop, obviously, him
Go
and...
Go grab the G-Pen, baby.
Him and Pac had, you know, their tight relationship and everything. And he also said Tupac brought a spirit to the studio that was different than anybody he ever worked with.
Wow.
And, I mean, I can... He was definitely a massively charismatic dude. And the 2017 Class of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers also includes Nile Rodgers and Joan Baez, Pearl Jam, Electric Light Orchestra. Some people thought this year's entries were despicable. And
despicable.
Despicable. And but a few weeks ago, when it was announced that Tupac was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, did you see what Chuck D was saying?
Nah, what was he saying?
So he was online, like on Twitter, on Facebook and stuff.
Chuck Dizzle.
And he said, he said, I've forever got love for Puck, but there ain't a solo rap act that should get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before LL Cool J. I don't care about what naysayers think.
East Coast, West Coast beef ain't gonna stop. You know what I'm saying? Because it's funny how, you know, yeah. Like, obviously, Uncle Chuck, like, we love him. But it is funny that, I mean, I don't, you can't blame him for saying that because he saw the rise of LL and the amount of influence that LL had on, you know, hip hop. Yeah, he was
changed
a game changer.
The game.
You know, like the first time I was alone in my room staring up at the wall, there in the back of my mind, I heard my conscience call. And then the tune came on and I was like, whoa, I need love. Ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
No.
You didn't catch the reference there, did you?
No,
that's
I didn't.
All right.
You look and rewind that, up.
Then go onto YouTube and look for, what's the tune called? I Need Love, innit? Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I'm alone in my room, I'm looking up at the wall, back of my mind. Game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
with
dudes
his
were.
Chest out.
Yeah, one
he
minute.
He had his chest out a long time before Tupac.
Way before Tupac. He was licking his lips way before T.I.P. came around.
And then the catalogue. The catalogue, like, this was early on, you know, he had some banging joints. I mean, don't call it a comeback. Back. But, you know.
Yeah, if one minute he's knocking you out, next minute, I need love. Dude.
Yeah.
Not many people were able to do that, man, and get away with it. Shout out to Big Daddy Kane. He did get away with a lot of it, but not as much as LL did.
And so, you know, I respect, obviously, you've got to take heed when Chuck D speaks in it, because dude knows what he's talking about. And I think he's got a good point. I'm not trying to take anything away from Tupac, but I think there is a good point there. But it's just flawed, the whole system, I think, of how they pick who gets inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's like this voting system. So it's not a surprise that some of those people are thinking of Tupac before LL Cool J.
I'm
but
sure
still,
there's a bunch, like, there's, you know, bunch of people saying, okay, Biggie needs to be in there next. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just for the sake of, like, oh, we know it's who we think should be in. So as it goes to, with what you're saying, like, it's all down to a few people's ideas and who they think should go in.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, not everybody's going to agree, but hopefully the LL does get in there. Hopefully Biggie does get in there, you know, because there were rock stars before a lot of people, you know.
So imagine if on the list of people voting, it was Slick Rick, Biz Markie, Chuck D. You know, they would know the chronology of artists that you need to acknowledge. But still, either way, I think it's a big moment, and it's a nice moment for Tupac to be acknowledged. So,
big up.
And let's play you something from Tupac. Coming up after this, we have very important investigation action for you as well. This is FUBAR Radio. Hit us up on the hip hop at FUBAR. radio.com, and this is probably my favorite Tupac joint, as well as the song with Casey and JoJo, but I thought I'd spare everyone from playing that. How do you want it? I do love that song.
Yeah, get me started with that one, boy.
Maybe we will play that after all. No, we'll keep it here.
Oh, yeah. I get around, still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever, back to get wrecked. All respect to those who broke their neck to keep their hopes in check, as though they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me to tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me, and every time she sees me, she squeezes me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass wide don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you wanna see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need it. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Check it out. I get around. The underground just don't stop for hoes. I get around. Still down with the underground. I get around, yeah. Ayo, shot. Let them hoes know.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love? How you doing? All right. Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your homegirl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin? Thought thought I wasn't. See, weekends was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, Monday. So just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We can keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Too popular now, don't stop for hoes. I get around. Gotta get a tight grip, don't slip. Loose lips ain't ships, it's a trip. I love the way she licks her lips. See me jocking, put a little twist in her hips, cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, water lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get your wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have it, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time. Cause a groupie been the truth and told a lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly. You need to hit the door, search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town. Break out a beat clown, baby doll, are you down? I get around.
Get around. Tupac, 1993. Mm-hmm. That's nuts. That's like a proper adult, 1993. Right. Crazy. And this is Food Bar Radio. It is myself, Sarah Love. And Mice has had to step out for a second. But you know what time it is.
Yeah, you're damn right. You know what I'm saying? So you better hit my music right quick. Because, you know, don't worry about that other mother lover. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if that mother lover out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Whether he is or whether he ain't, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce y'all to the Food Bar Radio Cafe right here. You know what I'm saying? Where we give you exactly what you need. Oh, yeah. We got them concentrates right now. We got the edibles, whatever you need, man, to get you right up here with myself, My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I go by the name of My Sack Fill the Gap Hayes, man. And I'm on a place right now where you get so high that you can never come down. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, bitch. Don't shut me up. It's my game. I'm about to run some game on y'all right about now. Hey.
Hey.
This week's investigation.
It's kind of deep, man.
It came in a deep way, you know what I mean? You know, I do a bit of traveling every now and again. Sometimes I like to do some famous ass shit. Especially when I'm on Squeezy Jet.
That always makes me think of Leo.
Yeah, Squeezy Jet, Drapes with on the Weekender. You remember that? We used to go on a Squeezy Jet, Drapes with on the Weekender, traveling all around the world, you know what I mean? As cheap as we could. So, you know, like you got the electronic queue for the passports nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And for a while, it was like, this was the rapid way to get through. This was like, yeah. Bam. Just go. I'm like, yeah. And that ain't going to take me too long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? 10 minutes through, go get my luggage, I'm off. It was the weekend before. I got there, and then it was like the queue, it was bigger than the manned queue. You know, the queue was just regular, like, real people there,
this
basically.
This is how it is all the time.
Yeah,
now.
The robot queue was mad packed. Mm-hmm. And I'm there sweating like a dickhead. I had the Niagara Falls down the forehead and everything, thinking, what the fuck is going on here? I was like, right, it's technology fucking us up now. We getting lazy here. I was better off going to the normal queue and getting through. Because it took about 20 minutes. Because not everybody knows what they're doing when they get to the electronic. They just think,
exactly.
It's almost like you're on a fairground ride and people are like, oh yeah. Look, you know.
And that's what I hate about all the automated stuff is that it just, I don't want to do someone else's job.
It's weird, isn't it?
Like those self-paid things at the supermarket, I hate that.
Yeah, self-paid. Everything now seems to be like making us lazier in a way. And that got me worried. I was like, wow, is this the way forward? I understand technology is meant to make life easier, but are we making life a bit too easy? You know what I mean? And also, is it messing us up? Like, yes. I'm on the plane, you know, coming back from France, and you know when you can look through, you can see through the gap in the seats in front of you? And I'm looking at this little kid, do you know what I mean? He's got the weird middle part in. Let's say his name's like, I don't know, Jean-Pierre Sebastian III. I'm just saying, he looked very privileged because he had, like, a pack of Pringles open up, cheese strings. You know what I mean? Little pork, little nibbly bits. Stop. And this kid's playing on his phone like a gun game.
Okay.
You know, some kind of shoot 'em up game. So imagine how good he's feeling shooting all these zombies and shit. And it made me think about the future. I was like, wow, are we messing up here? Like, should we go back in time and try and erase the whole thought of technology being our thing? You know what I mean? Like, making life easier. So that's why this week's question is pretty deep. Mysac Hayes brings it to you all the time. This week, Mice investigates, if you could erase any part of human history, what would it be and why?
Wow.
Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or tweet us @foobarradio. Because I'm looking at little Jean-Pierre Sebastian III, you know, with his little pork nibbly bits and that. You know what I mean? He's really enjoying life right there, but not realizing he might end up being the new France's new Donald Trump or some shit, enjoying himself, shooting up all these zombies. You know what I mean? It made me think about it. I was like, wow, man, have we fucked up here?
I hear you. Because things like, obviously, it's great that kids now get a free Oyster card in London. So up until 16 or something, I think you don't pay for the bus or tube or whatever.
That's crazy.
But then the thing that's bad about that, you see kids getting on the bus to travel one stop.
Yeah.
Well, and then we want to wonder why kids are getting so fat.
Yeah.
One in three children under the age of 12 are either overweight or obese in the UK.
Jesus, man. Little Jeremy with the pepperoni straps, like, or it's like artillery. He's just got like loads of pepperoni strapped to his belt, like ready for whatever.
Yeah.
Cheese strings and pepperoni.
And eating
boy.
Cheese strings and crap like that. Yeah.
Jesus,
so no,
man.
I hear you. All these kind of things that are sold on convenience, really, they're just mashing up the world. Like I saw this terrible video the other day about all the clothes that are made cheaply from places like Primark and stuff like that. Because the materials, the fabrics they use, every time you wash those clothes, there's tiny
particles
of plastic that comes out of those clothes, and that just gets put into the water supply, and that can never be filtered because they're such tiny pieces, and that contaminate, then it gets eaten by fish and other aquatic life. And so these are the things where, it's totally convenient to be able to have clothes that you don't need to iron or...
Yeah, what is it? There's a certain... is it to do with like washing up liquid or... it's got like... that's it. What is it that has the microbes in it? Like
the soap and stuff. That's why you should never buy soap or anything that has the exfoliating beads in them.
Yeah, because them shits don't...
They're just made
dissolve.
Of plastic.
Yeah, and they don't dissolve, and then the little goldfish and that eat them up.
Yeah, like, polystyrene. Polystyrene, that's non-biodegradable. And then because it just breaks down into such tiny pieces, you have like whales and all kinds of aquatic life, turtles and things. They eat this thinking it's plankton. And then kills them. Yeah, so this is like one of the biggest things. And have you seen that plastic island that's in the middle of the Pacific? You can see it from satellite, but because of the tidal movements of the oceans and the world, it's all getting collected in this one spot. So you have plastic traveling thousands of miles and then just being dumped here and getting eaten by endangered species and things.
What? So there's a big mountain of plastic and then all the animals are like, yo... because they can smell the residue or whatever that's left in.
Or like, or say, all the plastic that's floating in the ocean, they see it and they think, oh, it's a fish. Oh, it's my dinner or whatever. So they eat it.
Shit, man.
Yeah. And so same when you see polar bears in the Arctic and stuff, where a lot of polar bears being found dead with like tarpaulin in their stomachs and things because it's, you know, they're just eating all this stuff that we're dumping around. Because it's convenient for us to have a cup of water from the water machine with a plastic cup, then you just dash it. Something that's used for 30 seconds and the carbon footprint of that one item
doesn't disappear, does
it? Yeah, and it takes 1,000 years for a plastic bag to decompose.
1,000 years?
1,000 years.
And where does it go? Like, when it decomposes, where...
It will eventually, like, break down. But, I mean, that process for one plastic bag takes 1,000 years.
Damn, so then when you're looking at plastic prosthetics, babe, you know what I'm saying? That's scary, man.
So all these things, which is great because it's so convenient, but there's just been no long-term thought or planning into the repercussions of us just going for convenience.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, man. And that's, you know, so these are the things that are a bit worrying out there. And I wanted to find out what other people are worried about. So, of course, you know what I mean? I went and visited the old digital pub, mate. If you got me on Facebook, mate, you know where I am. Do you know what I mean? Mice Diggy. But I'll just keep it a bit stum, because you know what I mean? The old Bill's always looking down there. But I went and asked a couple of the cats, you know, as I usually do. And it was interesting, man, like what some people had to say. Mm. Again, the investigation for this week is, if you could erase any part of human history, what would it be and why? Please hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or tweet us @foobarradio. You can even answer later on, and you know, maybe next week we'll have some more answers or whatever, but... I asked a few cats on Facebook. Shout out to Neil Archer. By the way, happy belated birthday to DJ Locke.
Woo!
Yeah, it was his birthday on the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, grand young age of 21. Oi, oi. Still getting it in, mate. He says there's been a lot of effed up stuff and I wouldn't know where to start, which is a very good point. When I was thinking about it, one of the first things you think of, slavery. But then you think, oh, shit. But then there might not be Bob Marley. There might not be hip. You know, there's so many things that might not have happened if... So you can't, all right, let's just stay, I'll stay out of that room, you know what I mean?
I know, I've had that discussion with people where they're like, so you're telling me you would still choose for slavery?
No, and it's not like you would, but then you think about how much you'd miss, and then you're like, ah, shit, that's too deep to even go into, because maybe it would still be about, maybe we would still get the Ray Charleses of the world or the James Browns's, you know.
Possibly,
but we don't know.
Who knows?
You know what I mean? But shout to Locke, he says, the invention of money... World War II? World War I? Is a possibility, no? Yeah.
Again, going back, like we kind of touched on this last week as well, because I was saying, you know, sometimes you need to go through something to learn from that and come out of the other side wiser, isn't it? And so it's not that I'm saying, therefore, it's good to have a Holocaust or whatever. But I think, you know, the idea anyway is that we're meant to learn from... our experiences.
So you're going to love this one. As always, Andreas Vanavides. I hope I said that right. Andreas M. Vanavides. He had, you know, he always gives you the Zen answer. Yeah. So I'm going to give you it. It's quite a long-winded one, but, you know, it does make, it carries on from what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So he said, I wouldn't erase a thing. The good, the bad, or the indifferent. Which doesn't mean I condone the inhuman atrocities that have been happening since time began. I just think the cycles of good or evil can't be messed with, as the overall balance will be disrupted. As an artist, I have come to realize that without the initial victimization or negativity or sacrifice, I wouldn't have the same capacity to transmute a negative aspect within myself or my surroundings into something positive and or beautiful. There would be no Rasta or reggae music if there weren't the initial atrocities for the African or Jamaican people to rebel against. No hip-hop without the ill treatment of the ethnic minorities in NY, in the 60s and 70s, in my opinion, of course. So, you know, it goes with what you're saying. There, you know,
it's
with
tough,
the bad, there has come good. You know what I mean? For every mountain of charcoal that is crushed, DJ Sarah Love, one will find a diamond.
Yes.
Was that deep, yeah?
That was very deep.
All right, you lot can rewind that if you wanted to take that in
and
again.
Replay it over and over.
Shout out to Andreas, man. I said to him, you always give an interesting answer, so thanks for that point of view.
Yeah.
James Cole says, I'd say religion, but what we really need to erase is the dickheads who manipulate it to give themselves power, which is very true. Because let's talk about religion now. I believe that it all started, imagine like back in the day when people didn't really know what the fuck was going on. And yeah. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean, didn't it? People didn't really know what was going on. They're like, yo, I'm here, but how the fuck did I get here? like I'm thinking all this shit.
Or they totally knew what was going on, and we're the ones who don't know what's going on. But
well,
yeah, sorry,
I'm on about like it's like there's just the regular people, like, and obviously there are people in power, and they're like, yo, you know, and imagine like the whole Sodom and Gomorrah when there was people were just doing crazy shit. You know what I mean? Like rape was a standard. Yo, bro, I just raped this chick over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People were just going.
Rape
they're like,
is
yo.
Sanctioned in the Bible.
Yeah.
Slavery is encouraged in the Bible.
Well, think about when people are like, okay, we can't control these lot. You know what I mean? Before there was policing, how are we going to be able to control these people? The only way you could really do that is to say, like, look, there's someone watching you 24/7, 365, yeah? If you fuck up, if you rape her or him or it, you know what I mean? You're going to burn. You know that feeling when you put your hand over the fire and it hurts? Yeah, you're going to feel that for eternity. You know what I mean? And for some people, that might have regulated them. That might have been like, yo, oh shit. Yeah, no wonder I feel so weird out here. I'm a fucking sinner. Yo, I'm going to repent for my sins. You know what I mean? So I feel like religion originally was there to just try and control the masses in a way that nobody really could. There weren't no police, truncheons, handcuffs. People weren't, you know, taser guns. No one was fucking around with that shit then.
Shepherds, I always say...
shepherds were raping their sheep on the regular. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, how are you going to stop them from doing that? There's semen in my lamb soup. What the hell is going on?
It's all good protein.
I don't know about that. You know what I mean? That's what you tell a girl when you try get some.
It's healthy. No, but...
get good skin, baby. It's good for your skin.
I always say, you know, religion is politics before we had politics. You know, there was a time when you didn't have governments, you didn't have the UN, you didn't have NATO, the EU or whatever, or people, you know, regulating.
Yeah, it's true. And Pontius Pilate would be like, bruv, just come out of my face before do you know what I mean? So, I mean, maybe maybe there's something to that, and then people were like, whoa, this shit's working. Like, let's tell them, okay, so now you got, like, say, the Mormons. And I ain't saying it's right or wrong or whatever, but they're like, okay, let's tell them that a man is meant to have 10 wives and da-da-da, and, you know, for you to be able to get through this, you have to deal with the hurt that you might feel when your man is with the other wife. And, you know what I mean? Like, they manipulate people even further.
I always say as well, the two biggest killers of mankind in the history of mankind is probably infection and religion. Like, that's probably killed more people than anything else.
Yeah, and it's scary that it might be turning back to that with your boy Trump talking about no Muslims. Like, what's the religion got to do with who comes in and out? Do you know what I mean? It's the intent. It's the intent behind that human being.
But so many of our laws in the UK, in America, that basically our laws have come from the values in the Bible.
Yeah,
you know, which include, and the Bible was a key part of colonizing Africa. And like, so,
don't pray to your little juju god. You pray to this motherfucking white porcelain god over here.
Yeah, because you can kill people, and that's also what's ridiculous about Trump's travel ban thing. Is that you can kill people, you can drop a bomb somewhere, it's much more difficult to kill an idea. And I think that's part of the success of religion, isn't it? Pow!
Sarah Love dropping
hitting up
bars on
mic
us
sometime soon. But yeah, what
I don't know about that, but
in a few years,
sometime, just that's not, as long as it's not soon, you might. But I mean, for today's standards,
granny,
that's what we say. At least you could understand what she was saying. You know what I mean? Bars. Let's clap for that one
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Anyway, shout out to Jordan Grant. He says, I'd erase the invention of the gun.
Ooh.
Pow, pow. No pun intended.
Wow.
And I really respect him for saying that because I think it's very true. I think the gun has turned a lot of people into wet wipes because, you know... Let's look at America, man. How many deaths are in America? How many people go to prison? How many people just are not real people anymore because of the fact they've got some steel in their pocket that you can hide behind a bush or... Do you know what I mean? It's not really fighting. Like, if you really want to do somebody something, prove it to yourself with just your hands. You know what I mean? Use these two things and see if you can really do it. Right. Shooting somebody, to me, is kind of the easy way to resolve something. You know what I mean? But now you've got people thinking that if they've got a gun, they're protecting themselves from somebody else who's got a gun. Well, really, you're not. You're just appalling. There might be a chance you shoot them before they shoot you, but that gun is not going to stop you. The bullet from, you know, it's not going to stop the bullet from going through your skin.
The general consensus in America is you're safer if you own a gun.
Yeah, which is weird.
What the facts and the statistics show you is you're more likely to be murdered by a gun if you own a gun.
Pow.
And also the amount of children who kill their siblings, because people often, you hear Americans say, yeah, but crazy. It's just that crazy people shouldn't be allowed to have a gun. You've had instances where you've had ex-cops who, you know, they got PTSD or whatever. These are people who were, you know, considered respectable sergeants in the force or whatever. And then they've gone on crazy rampages and things. So I think even just taking that whole stance of, you know, but it's all right if it's just not crazy people.
It's wrong, man.
It makes any sense.
It's wrong.
Yeah, it is cowardly too.
Yeah, definitely, man. Shout to Coach Ash. He says, Adam and Eve.
He would have not invented Adam and Eve.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, this is not to do with invention. This is to do with erasing any part of human history.
So
it all depends on who you class as Adam and who you class as Eve. Because obviously, there's people say, you know, about the Eve of humanity. Do you know what I mean? One lady that all of us.
You mean that was made from Adam's rib. Bone,
yeah, I don't even know what I mean. I'm still confused. 2,000 years later, I still don't understand what the story's about. Like, whose snake? Was it Adam's snake? Or, you know what I mean? The apple. How the fuck did the apple do that to them? I don't know, man. But yeah, I see what he's saying. Shout to Marvel Radio. He says, the part where Europe started stealing everything from Africa and erasing or rewriting her history.
And is that someone who lives in the UK?
This is Marv Hill, Marv Radio, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he is someone. He's someone who's been on the show.
Yeah, no, I just didn't hear who you said.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Marv Radioli.
Yeah.
You know Marv Hill, the beatboxer, freestyler.
Of course.
Zen,
we love
you know what
Marv.
I mean? He comes in here and levitates every now and again.
We love Marv. I mean, on the flip side, being devil's advocate, this is why Britain, the European countries, have the status they have now, is because basically they've been built on the blood, sweat and tears of free labour as a result of imperialism. So, I mean, many of the things that we're able to reap the benefits of in this country are a result of the transatlantic slave trade.
Tricky one, isn't it? It is a tricky one, man. But I know what he's saying.
And it's kind of like Brexit, because we can say it's the step into the unknown. So it's all the things that we think, oh, would you like to erase that? But it's hard to know
whether it'd be any
the
different
reality would be if those things hadn't happened. So it's a bit, that's kind of how the future of Britain's feeling at the moment.
All right, let's end it on this one and we'll get into some music. Shout out to Dominic Bandoni, because I like what he said here. He said, the bit from when lemurs turned into humans and everything after it. We are capable of massive acts of love and compassion, but are stone cold killers capable of heinous acts of violence and hate on global and species wide scale. We are scum, basically.
Aww. Did he say lemurs?
Yeah. He meant, you know, from the monkeys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. just the other species, not the lemur.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that's one of, because even looking at Donald Trump, I think all the crazy stuff that he's doing can be fixed, you know, and these things can be repaired. But the thing that cannot be fixed is any environmental damage. And that's what I mean about, you know, when you look at what we're doing with plastic on the earth, when you look at the sanctions he's making that are going to have environmental impacts and stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff is really scary, you know, because there's no rewind button on that. Rewind!
Rewind! Shout out to Cal Neal. I'll leave it on this one. He says, I would erase steps.
Damn, if we're going to start on the pop groups, I got a long
list. That's hilarious.
But yeah, hit us up with your thoughts on that. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Remind the people one more time, what's your question, Mice?
Mice investigates, if you could erase any part of human history, what would it be and why, bitches and bitchettes?
A rockapella, we can bring the crowd together. Hey. We can rock a fella and can make him dance like fella. We're raining down the metaphors, you better bring umbrellas, cause I'm trying to get my shows, I want more spots, I'm Cruella. Them man them think they're clever, should be paid as a presenter. They don't live in the favela, but they're begging this endeavor. Hey. Pumping for the cheddar, use a cutting like a shredder, but the greedy's in the center, got no sense whatsoever. These bars are from the underground, was locked up in the cellar, but now we're trying to get them free like say they're Mandela. Bringing healing to your lips, you can call this Bongella. Bringing flavour to your ear, Craig Mack and salt and pepper. Off a change, like a bender. Some are fighting to be slender. They're still closing youth centre. Seems we're missing the agenda. But while on this adventure, I can drop a verse whenever. Like Nas and Mr. Marley mixing styles as we enter. I've been out writing bars all night, and I'm fighting off negative fools like. Yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the Brits, where's your invite? Buckle up, Nancy, takes flight. I'm about to rock it through the streets, through a soundbite. Sharing poetry, emotions, so sit tight, cause it's the beat tonight. Yo, so look, we've heard your lies already. It's all fiction like a fairy tale. This new thing on your telly, or your J-beats on your celly. Hey. Me and Baker Aaron come like Timberland and Nelly. More like Timbo and Miss Ellie. Heat it up and make you sweaty. But maybe they're not ready, because hearing truth is heavy. Controversy, Balotelli. Still my crew is rocking steady. Used to buy my shoes in Shelly's down in Oxford Street near Henny's. Now I'm coming to America like Hakeem and Eddie. These streets are getting grimy. You can ask Jamie and Skeppy. Man are dribbling for money and their name's not even messy. In the past I was unsteady. On the mic I am a vetty. Wanna beef me, turn a veggie. Now the mainstream won't accept me. Yeah, people might reject me, but I'll drop this like confetti. The truth cuts through like a machete. Wanna know about the deeper things, they come and get me. Break this down like the dance, keep it popping like a belly. I'm ready. I've been out writing bars all night, and I'm fighting off negative thoughts like. Yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the Brits, where's your invite? Buckle up, nice tea, takes flight. I'm about to rock it through the streets, through a soundbite. Sharing poetry, emotions, so sit tight, cause it's a piece of life. Look, we're deading off the beat like a fight stopped by the deputy. When I was in school, I would put everybody secondary. Telling white lies, but it's damaging my ebony. Hitting 17 and someone needs to pay the penalty. Arsenal and misdemeanors hit me like I'm Kennedy. Didn't grow up eating breakfast, now I got the recipe. These words are even healthier than if you're eating celery. Every syllable is medicine, that eternal remedy. Never a statistic, pull the plug on it or stare. Left you waiting like a clinic, let this music be your therapy. I used to do contemporary, I'm still dancing on the melody. Murder on the dance floor, my bars are my weaponry. Don't read the Daily Mail, that's like the poor man's enemy. We give words of integrity while they incite jealousy. This is musical chemistry, substance present heavily. Legacy, trying to move the crowd like telepathy. Rah. I've been out writing bars all night, and I'm fighting off negative thoughts like. Yeah, it's been a little while, you might have stage fright. If you're the voice of the Brits, where's your invite? Buckle up, nice team takes flight. I'm about to rock it through the streets, through a soundbite. Sharing poetry, emotions, so sit tight, cause it's a decent life.
Isa to Sheriff, that song is called Moving On, and it's from the self-titled album, which is out right now.
Wait. I said to Sharon.
I almost forgot.
That's who you meant. That's who you meant.
Oh, that is who I meant. Sorry.
Shout out to our sister, I said to Sharon. Hope you're well, sis.
Yeah. No, seriously, go and check out the open mics that she represented on for us. Hit up foobarradio.com/shows/hiphop. And girl just tore it down. Some dudes were looking pretty nervous those days as well. But we got so much more good music for you coming up in today's show. We still got the open mic around the corner. You can hit us up with your response to the investigation this week as well. And every week on the show, we like to make sure we're telling you where you can go out to party, because there's so much good stuff that's going on in London. That's what was cool about the Bismarcky, what he was chatting about earlier in the show today as well, because he was saying in 1988, it was such a fertile breeding ground for hip hop. You had all these different types of voices, from EPMD to Slick Rick to Big Daddy Kane, at the same time all putting out really their own sound in records. And then at the same time you had the club nights, you know, there was platforms facilitating talent and the community. And there's so many good hip-hop nights that are happening as well. So it's not just radio that you need to get involved with. Tomorrow night, that's the 11th of April, Jedi Mind Tricks are in town. They're performing at Islington Academy. Also, The Internet. I like The Internet, that band. They're performing. Yeah. It's XOYO, I think they're doing. Coco, that's on the 10th and 11th. Go and search that out yourself. But Friday, the 14th of April, a celebration of A Tribe Called Quest with Mr. Thing is going down at Archspace. So, you know, that's going to be fresh. And on Saturday, Bronze Nazareth performing alongside Triple Darkness. That's over at Brixton Jam. Cormega is in town this week as well with Skinny Man. They're going to be at Chip Shop in Brixton. You've got Rodney P and band.
Damn.
Yeah, at Hootenannies, and that's it, with Freshers on the set as well, and DJ Snuff. And Size Doesn't Matter, Easter Special, that's happening at West Bank. That's this dope night where it's all 7-inch vinyl that they play.
That's
why
Size Doesn't Matter, but, you know, don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen. It does at times. So, yeah.
That's another investigation. Is that next? Oh no!
Yeah, that's
a future
matter.
Investigation.
That size really? Matter.
Yeah, and I'll hold my response to that until we do the investigation. And also Sunday, 16th of April, it's your favourite mice, Anderson .Paak.
Ah, oh, I've got to be at that, man.
That's at the Forum.
Yeah, I've got to be at that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and
You need
his
to put voice,
out
man.
One of these records.
Yeah, I'll try it. I don't know. I can't sing for shit, but I can Anderson .Paak it though. Do you know what I mean? Because he kind of raps, sings like, but it's just funky, soulful, good music.
Yes. And also on Saturday night at the Ritzy in Brixton, you got One Nation Under a Groove. Billy Business is going to be spinning there.
Ouch.
A whole gang of dope DJs. And it's the High Focus 7th birthday party at Electric Ballroom. And they have a crazy lineup of artists, including Leaf Dog, Ocean Wisdom, Flip Tricks, Dirty Dyke, Thirty, Jam Baxter, Beaviet. So many people. So definitely go and check that out. That's happening at the Electric in Brixton.
Wow.
And I'm definitely hoping to make it out to that as,
damn,
as
boy.
Well.
So, UK is getting spoiled nowadays.
Every week, I swear, and that's why there's no excuse to not, you know, go out and retros to say that, yeah, it's dead or anything
like this.
It's all nonsense that you're repeating.
Just, you're lying to yourselves, basically.
You are lying to yourselves. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking to the winner of last week's competition.
Mm.
And so hold tight for that. That was a competition to win the Jam Baxter CD. But and also coming up, we've got another guest live in the studio for you. Force is going to be joining us. But first, let's play you something fresh.
The Force. By the way.
Sorry.
DJ Sarah Love.
It's like my messed up pronunciation that I've had my whole life of Onyx.
And 100.
I know, Sarah, but you know, 100. I thought about that the other day because that's how 100. My parents always said it, because they always said, we're going to the 100 Club.
It is 100 Club.
Yeah.
I'll have you know.
But if you're really down.
Copious amounts of wine in the 100 Club.
Yeah. But if you really know what's up, you call it the 100 Club. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. I guess if you call it you call it 100 Club.
Yeah.
But it is 100.
But it is 100.
Just
really.
In case.
And
incompetent humans, you must say one when you say 100.
You must.
Foolish fiends, fiendish fools.
Oh, we have another guest who might be good at correcting people on that kind of thing coming up shortly as well.
Yep.
But first, let's play some of these bills, and then we're going to hit you with some brand new Rock Marciano. This is Hip Hop on Fubar.
Fubar Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage,
Joe Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless.
Fubar Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to Fubar Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead up to this summer's big event.
Fubar Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
There's one thing I'd like to say to you. I can't let you go. I won't let you go. I can't let you go.
I told you that you got these niggas. You better know.
With the money quiet.
Money quiet.
Keep it down, let no one inquire. The secret's out like my truck is wired. bitch is tripping out. I'm just such a liar. Nothing under my ears, tripping jambalaya. Pulling up in something fire, bulletproof sunroof and tires. Selling truth, we moving China, but my new boo, she Hawaiian. Got your team recruiting writers. Who you think you lose is lying? Umar, the new routines is hot. Soon as I roll up, I'ma hop in. Doors and see niggas from the block win. Don't it? I'm very handsome in the telly lamping and my heli handsome. Few Israeli bitches belly dancing. Manny's and Petty's, Mercedes, got my ladies, Giuseppe's. Check it, baby 380's, dashing Amy's and Pelly's. Bust it, hopped out the foreign, they thought I was Warren Buffett. From here on, it's all or nothing. If I fall off, I turn on the oven. If you trippin', drop a few long on the luggage, nigga, you ball on a budget. I ain't nothing to be fucked with. Bringing my horns and trumpets. Check it though, check it though. I'm just checking notes. Can't disrespect it though, this what they beg it for. The gay from Mexico, gotta stretch it though. And the price you say no, but you better know. You better know, better know, you better know, better know. Don't ever cuff a hoe, you gotta let her go. I just said it so, now you better know. Now you better know. You better know. Fuck you mean, my hook will make you lean like butterbean. My money clean, don't play me close, just give me 20 feet. Might find me chubby on a sunny beach, my gun in reach. So many rap, but only very few become elite. They love me in the street, they see I'm on a winning streak. Bitches love that D when they going in deep. Presidential on the wrist, but never been impeached. Fuck a beef, I'm trying to hit a lick and live in peace. Hit the streets, I've been too many freaks. I'm too pretty, don't pity me. I'm just a ghetto boy like Willie D. I think my mind's playing tricks on me, tricks on me. Got a couple bitches turning tricks for me. I'm the shit, homie, shit. And all is low, but I'm far from a one-trick pony. Stick you for that brick, you never get 40.
Never.
Pistol with your bitch and make her strip for me.
Take it off, bitch.
Suck dick slowly. Bang you for your chips and pieces of shit, rollie. Niggas out here front and acting like they know me. Blow me, I got more cheese than macaroni. I'm a motherfucking OG. Check it though, check it though. I'm just checking notes. Can't disrespect it though, this what they beg it for. The gay from Mexico, gotta stretch it though. And the price you say no, but you better know. You better know,
better know,
you better know,
better know.
Don't ever cuff a hoe, you gotta let her go. I just said it so, now you better know. You better know,
better know,
you better know.
It's nice. Rock Marciano, better known as that track. It's produced by Rock himself, and that's from the album Rosebud's Revenge. And it's out right now. Hit up rockmarcy.com and hit up the Foobar website and listen to when we had him on the show a couple weeks back as well.
Yes.
This is myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And earlier on, co-host, Mysac Hayes was in the building. I don't really know. You know what I mean? Him don't really get on too well. I always have to leave when he comes in. He leaves when I come in. You know what I mean? But he was doing an investigation earlier on, and it was something pretty deep. He said, if you could erase any part of human history, what would it be and why? And we asked a few of our listeners, and obviously some of you got in touch with us. Shout out to Bobby Galoo. Yeah, he says simply money.
That's crazy.
I don't know about that because these Timberlands that I got about 2 weeks ago, they're kind of banging, they're really comfortable. I don't know how else I would have got them if I didn't have no money.
Boost you
know
what I'm saying? Mate. Boost
yeah, yeah. But I get what he's saying. Money, it's probably greed that has really messed people up. You know, the fact that there are people out there who felt like, yeah, you know what? We could be above these lot if we've got a bit more and we can enjoy a lot more. You know, back in the day where they used to have like, it was a status thing to have like a 14-course meal. Do you know what I mean? And you look at the pictures of them, like your Lord Blubbership or whatever his name is on the wall, and he's just gluttonous looking, rosy red cheeks from all the wine and, you know what I mean, pheasant and all that shit that he's been just shoveling down his gullet. Them sort of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what Bobby Galoo meant.
Junk food's another good one that I think we could all... We'd yeah, all have like a better, fast food. Longer life without it.
Eat, just eat, quick.
But there's not places you go to and it's being overweight is considered as a statement of status as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, which is scary. In, you know, African countries, Polynesian
in the
countries.
States, even.
Yeah, where... It's like, you know, but even say like some Polynesian countries where it meant you were healthy to be that big.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And I don't know what the life expectancy would be, but evidently it's not. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's fair enough that eating the food that you were kind of brought up on and your ancestors were brought up on is probably a lot healthier for you. But the fact that your body's got to go through so much to look after your, you know what I mean? The amount of shit that's in your body, I don't know whether that's the healthy part or not. So... Yeah, you're right about that. Junk food is a fuck up, man. Like the whole just, yeah, quickly fry it.
And the fact is, it's the government, they need
like
to put legislation on the promotion of junk food. And it's a fact, the countries you go to where these things are controlled, people live longer, people are healthier, it puts less of a strain on the health service, all this kind of stuff. So there's a... pure facts that support it, you know. But yeah. Hey, don't get me started.
Shout out to Matthew Francis. Matthew France, sorry. He says, Nas and that pink suit. That's something you might not never know nothing about there, Lissy. If you go back in time, there's, you know Nas the rapper? Yes, you do. Come sing a song now. She'll know one of his songs.
He was married to Khalees.
There you go.
Yeah, oh, that's him. The connection.
Yeah, you see it there? Yeah, there was a time like...
They had a kid together.
Yeah, they had a kid together and everything, and now they're divorced. You might know that as well. I hate you so much right now. She did that way before she met him, so don't even try and link them two. But he did his first album, classic album, called... It was... sorry. Illmatic.
Mm-hmm.
Second album he dropped.
I know, I was like, what album are you talking about this classic with the pink suit?
Second album he dropped. It's still a classic album, but this is where he got a bit, obviously he made a bit of money from the first album, and then now he's like, there's a video where he's wearing a pink suit and trying, you know, looking gay. Yeah, and it was just like, what? But yeah, so he Matthew Frost has got a point there that if you're about to raise a point of human history,
we can all do with
it might be
that.
When Nas was wearing the pink
the
suit.
The Earth would be fine.
Yes. And speaking of Earth, whether it be round or flat, our good friend Gleam, shout out to Gleam, he's probably locked in. He says, erase the supposed ridiculous monkey relationship.
Huh?
Not talking about Michael Jackson and Bubbles, by the way. In fact, anything... Now, I said that, by the way, the Michael Jackson Bubbles thing. He says, in fact, anything that isn't scientifically, I think you meant, proven, using empirical...
No, scientifical's a hip-hop word.
Yeah, you're right.
Sorry.
That isn't scientifically proven, using empirical... I don't even know if that's a word either. Empirical evidence, but rid of these limits and boundaries. One... Break that down for me, DJ Sarah Love, because my dumb ass...
I was just trying to catch up there. He's saying he doesn't like the connection between...
the monkey and the human being. If you look at the monkey, I don't come from this, Charlie. not this thing. If you want to stick your finger in a monkey, it's bottom.
So he's basically saying he doesn't agree with the fact that what science claims that we are a species that have evolved.
Yeah, and I think what he feels is that, you know, like he's saying here, yeah, we supposedly came from a common ancestor, completely impossible to prove using modern day science, yet talk to children that this is fact and you belong in this monkey box they put you in. You know, I get what he's saying. It's like, if it isn't scientifically proven... And then again, how do you scientifically prove that we came from monkeys? He's saying if it isn't proven, then we shouldn't be teaching the kids that. I believe that in terms of the dinosaur thing, you know, like majority of what we see or what they show us is like a T-Rex or, basically a dinosaur. They don't actually know that that's what it really looked like. They're just guessing from these couple bones they found. Did you know that?
And fossils.
Yeah, but the fossils still aren't the whole... beast. They're not the whole...
No, but it's more than just like, at night when you go to sleep, a tooth fairy, she's going to come into your bedroom.
Yeah, but it's not proven.
No, but I mean, neither is Father Christmas. Neither, but we have some kind of evidence that substantiates what, you know, and this is, we can make all kinds of claims. And so you can hypothesize something. And then the next stage of that is that you need to investigate it by looking at evidence that you have. So this is, that's what, that's what science is. So it makes suggestions based on evidence that is presented, not just superstition.
But the scary part is now these suggestions are what people believe to be fact. And I think that's what he's saying is like, so he's saying, you know, they're telling us we came from monkeys, but no one's actually 100% proven that for us to go and tell kids like, yo, you can't, you know, you and Bubbles are quite more related than you think.
No, and not but in the we Michael have Jackson a lot way. Of evidence that supports evolution. And so,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
But that's a whole other... We're running out of time on the show. Don't get me started, Gleam. Okay, next week, I'm going to break it all down for you. But yes, we had a competition last week on the show. That was all you needed to do was retweet our post on FUBAR Radio on Twitter. And you could have won yourself a Jan Baxter CD. Jan Baxter was on the show 2 weeks ago and he was kind enough to give us copies of his brand new album, entirely produced by Kimo, Mansion 38. It's a really dope record. And on the line, we have our competition winner. We should have him there. Can you hear me on the line? Nick?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, Nick. What's going on, man? Well done on winning, bravo, mate. Congratulations, mate.
How many Twitter accounts did you set up to retweet that to improve?
Weirdly enough, just the one, just my only one.
Hey. I'm telling you, this one, I couldn't believe how many people were retweeting. All today, people are still retweeting it today, so you're definitely a lucky winner there.
I'm very pleased to get that message. Cheers.
Yes, man, that's good to hear.
And have you heard any of the music from Jan Baxter's new album?
Not as yet, no. I'm keeping it under wraps, just in case of one. I don't like hearing it before I buy stuff sometimes, so...
Wow, that's even better then, you know what I mean? Now you're going to hear it before you even have to buy it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Before you have to buy it. It was free. And we also have to send a shout out to Simon and Libby. They also won a copy of the Jan Baxter album, Mansion 38. Where in the world are you, Nick?
At the moment, I'm in the car driving back home from Coventry.
Ah, shit, you shouldn't have said that, man. You know it's illegal out here to be driving around, rolling around dirty, you know what I mean? You
yeah, get £200. I'm a good boy, though.
Are you on hands-free?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Good man.
At least we've got a law-abiding citizen right there.
Yeah.
Of course.
And we have another massive competition this week as well, so you better keep it tuned to twitter.com/foodbarradio because you could be in with winning yet again.
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. I'll keep an eye out for that one.
Yes, wicked, but thank you so much for talking to us today, Nick. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Well done, no worries. Safe travels
keep
to
up, keep
our
winner, Nick. Keep up the good work with the show,
guys. Oh, thank you, bless man. You. Lots of love. Enjoy your CD.
Bless up.
Will do. Cheers. Bye.
And on that note, let's play you something from that Jan Baxter album. But before we do that, let's send a shout out to Santa. What were you going to say, Mize?
This guy of it. All right. Yes, I just wanted to say something, by the way. Yeah, thank you very much. Leave my glass of wine down there. I got it for free. My name is Giles Freeman, just in case you didn't know, from the Freeman Society, of course. People wonder why I'm so bloody rich. Well, look, it's because of reasons like this. If you didn't know, FUBAR Radio got to give another free giveaway. Of course. This time round, it's got to be from the 100 Club. Yes.
Not the 100 Club.
No, not from the 100 Club because we speak proper English around here. By the way, I learned English for free. I did go to a private school, but because I was so rich, I didn't have to pay anything. Yes, we're going to put out a tweet on the FUBAR Radio Twitter if you want to win a special print of a... What are their names?
Run the Jewels. They're really hot right now.
I really don't know what that means, but it does worry me. It makes me think if Pearl might have swallowed her pearl necklace, would she have the runs and all of a sudden Jewels would be dropping out? I don't know. But you've got to win a print. You've got to follow FUBAR Radio's Twitter and retweet what they put out regarding 100 nights at the 100 Club. Get out of the way, man. I don't know what this Marvel Love is trying to do. Anyway, carry on with what you're saying there, Sarah.
Giles Freeman up in the place. But yeah, big up to Nick, who won last week's competition. And we have some music from that album for you right now. Coming from Jan Baxter, it's called Just Us. And coming up next, we are going to be speaking to
The Force
live in the studio.
Rapper.
Yeah, yeah. Man. What?
What?
I saw.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a demon with disfigured tissue. I'm fanboy of the monster, can I get a picture with you? Spudded him up with over 1,000 times. I thanked him for the hotbed of sin we're slipping into. We de-linked at noon, I was dead at dawn. Left hand still, readjust the crown you never worn. I can't change your life in its present form. Rest assured, we've been on your shoulder rocking devil horns. Born in a mirage, squawking at the stars. Ignoring your emaciated porcelain visage. You really want me to explore your depths in a pitch black wetsuit, snorkeling a mask. Still the same hard liquor aficionado. I swanned in scheming like a poor man's Poirot. Assemble in the lounge for the big reveal. The room ran thick with the shit that makes skin congeal. He lived his life as a Lister seal. Jelly mash rolled up and pickled for a villain's meal. Yeah, yeah, this shit is real. Place your bets, spin the wheel. Still plagued by this face I can't see. It pranks me out like a letter from HMRC. You saw your future like, wait, it can't be. Like, shit, shit, wait, it can't be. Yeah, inside the international. Slash immoral, slash irrational. Hot between cities like a string of failed marriages. I just shut my eyes and this whole town vanishes. Yeah, guess it's just us. What? That's kinda fucked up. What? I said it's just us. What? Let's get fucked up. In a rundown eatery sculpted out of gunk, I treated every single one of your mothers to brunch. The all-prevailing sentiment I gathered from the shrieking was they felt their spawned a generation stripped of any meaning. Too smirkled to offer a response, I retreated once more into the squalor of the swamps. What I gotta do to get the populace to conk, so I can live the dream and swim in Sauvignon Blanc. I cannot deliver the incompetence you want. I cannot exhibit the stupidity you crave. I've never ever tasted any single earthly morsel more exquisitely delicious than my brain. It's insane. I escaped Armageddon through the back door. Stumbled down the fire escape and shuffled through the sandstorm. Eyes all gritty, drilled beneath the sand dunes. Left the land licking at its myriad of axe wounds. Gas rules everything around you. Please never worry. Late night dreams getting gully. I guess I gave you an itch you can't scratch. And your flag's got a hot date with my last match. Yeah, surround yourself with the right people. Is that your lord and savior of a blind beetle? Yeah, I kill it dead and lie peaceful. Scribble crosses on the sum of your combined evil. Yeah, entirely international. Slash immoral, slash irrational. Hot between cities like a string of failed marriages. I just shut my eyes and this whole sound vanishes. Yeah, I guess it's just us. Yeah, that's kinda fucked up. What? I said it's just us. What? Let's get fucked up.
The cat that was used for the experiment had to be cut open and have a power pack placed inside its abdomen, wires to its brain to determine when it was hungry or sexually aroused, and wires to override these urges. The cat was then put on a test, sent across the street to
Darren Baxter, taking us off in some other direction there. That's The Cut Just Us, which is the brand new video single lifted off the Mansion 38 album, which is entirely produced by Kimo. It's out right now. And remember, April 16th, you got the High Focus Records 7th birthday party happening at the Electric in Brixton. So go down and support. And we've been asking you a question today about, well, Mice has been investigating where who was saying, if you could erase any part of human history, what would it be and why? Shout out to Santa Maria Pizza, the best pizza in the UK, because they said fascism and Nazi socialism had been the darkest period, not only for Italy and Germany, but for the whole of Europe and the world.
Trust them to talk about Italy. You make the pizza, you eat it good.
Now, I'm good? Sure they're gonna. I guess I'm so. It's a good caricature.
Hey, I've been practicing, man.
It's a good caricature.
Anyway,
but right now
we are joined by a legend, man. So we got legendary status in the building, as we always, you know what I mean, we try our best to do that for you mother lovers here on the Hip Hop Show. Welcome to the show, The Force. Thank you for having me.
Thanks
for coming through, bruv, man.
Pleasure. No, thank you, man. You know what I mean, it's great to be here.
And
you know?
You've been keeping busy.
I have been keeping busy, as well as, you know, being a full time dad, which keeps me very, very busy. Hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just finally was able to get this project together and get it out, and you know what I mean, there's a few projects bubbling at the moment, but at the moment it's all about setting standards with some of my favourite MCs from the UK, you know.
Setting standards. So yeah, yeah. Is this a production LP?
This is my solo album, but it's featuring all my favourite MCs. So I got like a Confucius MC, I got Double Edge, we got Cyclonius, nice. You know, we got G-Bag, J-Man, Point G-Bag. Black, King Kashmir,
yeah.
Arise King David, Raven Deta, Lady Sanity from Birmingham. I think I haven't forgotten anyone off. Wan C as well from Tottenham.
Wan C!
Yeah, no doubt. Big up wow. All of the Setting Standards crew, the hip hop movement, you know what I mean? Big That's up Aerosol crazy. Clothing too, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And King of the Beats.
Shout
records.
To Lekki.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes, big up aerosol.co.uk.
No, because when I saw that you had done the track with Double Edge, I didn't realise that it was from the same project.
It's all from the same album. It's all from the same album, which is on King of the Beats records.
King of the Beats.
Yeah, no
they,
doubt.
They did stuff with Supreme, right?
That's what's up. Supreme. Yeah. We DJ also Supreme. Did Mo Love's album, you know what I mean? We've done quite a few 45s. Big up Deluxe Beats. Big up J King. We used to do the beat battle as well around the world, you know what I mean? That's kind of... So big up my boy Prick Kelsey, the owner and founder of that, you know what I mean?
So, yeah. And so you signed with them, like that's your home, yeah.
That's what's up. Wicked. Just for this project though, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know... Shout out to any other labels that, you know, want to, you know, spread this hip hop thing going on, you know.
Yeah. So you've been producing for quite a while. Like I said, legendary status. You've been DJing for a while and also producing for a long time.
I mean, I've been very lucky, you know what I mean? I got my break in like 89 with Ronin. Shout out to Ronin Incorporated. You know, and then we were signed, me and KZ were signed to Circa Virgin in like 1990. You know what I mean? So, and I've been consistent throughout music, whether it's engineering, whether it's, you know what I mean, I've always been involved in music throughout my whole life. I've been very, very lucky, and you know, I have to give thanks for that, you know.
Yeah, man. See, the man's talking about 80s and that, like, you know,
hip-hop keeps you young, man.
Yeah, but you still look young, man. Like, hip-hop keeps you young, no?
No, honestly. I agree. Yeah, definitely. And the water in Haringey, Tottenham, I think it's
fucking hell, here we go. Why did you even have to go there, man?
You can't mention
about
the H word.
Come on, man.
Even Lissy was like, "Oh, here we go." Jesus, man.
It's all about hey, that's
if I have to hear
up,
the
man.
Gay word ever again, nah, joke.
Come on, man.
G-E-Y.
Anyway, G-E-Y. Anyway, so yo, the album. So when you're saying, did it take a little while to get together because of like, you know, having the family and stuff?
Well, I've been on hiatus for a little while. You know what I mean? The album was actually recorded a few years ago, and it should have come out a few years ago.
Okay.
When I was doing my radio show with People Under Pressure Music and. I was involved with Itch FM at a certain time. I was meeting a lot of up-and-coming artists, you know what I mean, and playing their music, and just I had a great relationship with a lot of artists. So through that, I got to meet people that I didn't know already, played in my beats, people kind of gravitated, and that's how the project was kind of birthed through that, you know what I mean, through being able to meet new artists and, you know, have a lot of artists that I can just call to say, yo, let's make this happen. So yeah,
you were quite connected in it already, so
I mean, yeah, but you know, not everybody wants to work, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, everybody's busy, every life gets in the way sometimes, you know.
For
so
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what is it that keeps you grafting then?
I think it's just the love, you know what I mean? I'm from a musical family. My father was a reggae artist, he owned a studio in Wood Green, big up Greenwood Studios, where like Einstein recorded.
Whereabouts is that?
Mary Rose.
I never knew that.
It was Gladstone Avenue. It's not there anymore.
Go on,
Gladstone. Got enough people on Gladstone Avenue.
Yeah, that's my uncle Marcus Birch's studio. And like Jack Rubin and the Riddler was recorded there. Mary Rose, you know what I mean? Some of the early Demon Boys, Einstein. So I was always, before I was even into music, I used to go to the shop for all the artists and, you know what I mean, get them and keep the change from a kid. So I've always been around music.
So would you say that's partly why you've been producing for so long?
Oh, like
you had a musical understanding from way.
It just makes me happy. Making music makes me happy. Like, even if I wasn't able to put music out, I would still be creating and making music because it's something that I have to do.
Is that a spiritual thing?
No doubt. Definitely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
And what, so for all the like producers, you know, like we got a bunch of producers that listen in because we do the open mic. We make sure we can get like up and coming producers on. What type of equipment are you using at the moment? Like, so, or what's your favourite?
See, for me, it's not about what equipment you use. It's because I make beats on everything. So I've got quite a few. I've got an array of different machines. So Akai, I've got a Renaissance, I've got MPC 2000, I've got a 3000, I've got SP303. The list goes on and on. But what I like to do is if I'm going to make a beat, I will make the same beat on quite a few machines. You know what
Serious?
I mean?
Serious?
Yeah, word. So I just have a backup of stuff. So if I ever lose a beat, I've got it on another machine. Or if I was to ever go on tour, I can take the machine studio with me.
Nice.
Or I can take the SP303. I've got a choice to do that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, you know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, it's the beat machine, it's the whatever beat machine you get. It's not. It's your thoughts, what you use and how you relay that through the machine. And it's in the pudding basically to say that I can do that because I make the same beat on all different machines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was your introduction to like getting into hip hop then? Like from what kind of artists were you listening to?
You know, the normal, you know, so from, you know, Music of Life days from Duke, Hijack, Demon Boys are from, you know, Devastate was somebody I looked up to. He's from my area. Do you know what I mean? Demon Boys.
Oh, Devastate, yeah.
You know, Mike J, Demon D, they were my childhood heroes. We used to get on the bus from school. You know what I mean? I went Glazemore first, then I went Highgate Wood. You know what I mean? So we used to get on the 41 after school, and we them mans would get on the bus. Everybody would be at the back of the bus in awe of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, and as I got older, I got to know them. You know what I mean? But yeah, Music of Life, a lot of the UK, London Posse, obviously. You know what I mean? And then, you know, your normal from PE to LL, you know what I mean? You know, just good hip-hop music, grassroots hip-hop music.
What I'm really loving right now, it feels like there's a renaissance going on, you know, like obviously with DJ Supreme getting back out there with
no
production
doubt.
And whatnot,
no
Q-Rock. I got an R.I.P. remix, you know what I mean?
That's what's up,
that little bomb there.
Yeah,
and then now, recently I heard that London Posse are going to be doing a UK tour. They ain't performed together for like 20 years.
That's right.
Obviously yourself bringing out an album. And it feels good because it feels like everybody's got the time to do it now and have fun with it as opposed to it being an obligation, you know, like a label.
Definitely, I agree with that. But I feel like at the moment, there's a lot of artists that need to be inspired again. Like, there's a lot of youths out there that have kind of lost their way. A lot of them are kind of on this, you know, making money for music instead of making music for the art. You know what I mean? And a lot of kids need to be inspired again. And when I came up, it was about making music at a high bar level that your peers and people that are around you would say, yo, that's dope. Whereas now, a lot of kids, they're on this trapping thing, stripper music. It's just not the one. You know what I mean? And a lot of the kids, they don't know any better because they don't have nobody to look up to say, you know what I mean, I want to do that. So it's a great movement that's happening right now because hopefully some little youths will get inspired to say, I want to make some grassroots hip hop, sample based hip hop that is an art form thing, you know what I mean, for my art, you know.
Speaking of which, we're talking about art right about now. I do believe you're going to do a live performance for
yeah,
us
I'd
right
love
now,
to
right?
The new single called Set Standards.
So this is something you produced?
Yeah, I produced the whole album,
the
and
album.
This is one of my. I've got three solo tracks on the album, so this is Ricky. Like the introduction that introduces everyone that's involved on that album.
What it's better true. Way to do it than right here?
That's what's up
on the hip hop show. It's Fubar Radio. Myself, Mice Diggy, alongside
myself, Sarah Love. Are you ready to do this?
Always ready to.
We've got the force live, boy.
Okay, I don't
stay
know.
Stay nice and close to the mic for me, so we can hear you nicely.
We're professional around here. You know what I mean?
I know. No matter what you are, if you're a CPA,
big shout to King of the Beats.
A doc hand. There's always one.
You know,
that's probably
big shout to Sarah Love, big shout to
Mice
Diggy.
There's no best in music.
We about to run it like this, you know what I mean? Set standards, King of the Beats. Hey, yo,
the force, ladies
listen,
and
now everybody on the left, nod your head. And everybody on the right, yo, nod your head. And everybody that's listening, nod your head. We about to give it to you all, make you nod your head. It's real hip-hop music, nod your head. We're going to put it on, what? We put it to bed. I keep it coming now, I keep it coming now, I keep it coming now. Watch the lyrics, what's the stop? Yo, ha, ha.
Watch how the standard gets set, right and correct. Transmitting to your life in effect. This be the ultimate lyrical batterama to bring the hammer, slam you in your face, full force, bang like your father claps you. Hold licks, feeling heavy as bricks. Don't make a sound or some more licks you gon' get for disobedient shit. It ain't my fault your style expired, you tired and uninspired. We wired and check the fire, keep your lights up. The board ignites up, the battle fights up, the beat and run right. And nobody tighter or shines brighter than this UK rap flag flyer. Bar set higher than the average guy would have believed. Got so much talent with me, and you'll see the number one setting sound over ground to underground. Number one is Undertown, is where we all connect together. Real hip hop, we rep forever, single handed and branded and pledged to always set the standard. Yeah, we set standards. Monica got recordings, yeah, we set standards. King of the beach, you know, we set standards. Confucius MC agree, he set standards. Brother Love Allege, yeah, he set standards. Cyclone, yes, you guessed, he set standards. J Man, yeah, he set standards. Worldwide, from the UK side, we set standards. Yeah. Watch the professionalness, professionalism, MSN, leaving no content. These weak MCs and DJs get put to rest. So rest in pieces, polluting the game like pieces. Got the crack for their diseases, rapping ceasing from this day on. So what went wrong? It's most new artists, new dragon. There's a rap staying strong, making new bedroom song. They got me laughing at their grumbling while I'm asking, do you really think you're lost in your bastards? I had enough of all this whack shit. It's time to set the standards in front of the new artists. Will surpass the ones who get blasted like a football in the face, leaving a block body take. A waste of time, and there's a man on other blocks of the space. And I'm looking at my face, no. Know your place, know your space, know yourself. Knowing that wealth ain't the thing that we check. See, as an artist, learn your thought. It's like the cause of your thought. It's in the zinc of Zigga Dandy, cause we always set the standard. Yeah, G-Bag, he set standards. Brother Point Black, in fact, he set standards. King Cashmere, it's clear he set standards. And Wan C easily set standards. Arise King David, yeah, he set standards. Ray Vendetta, and I'm better to set standards. J-Man, yeah, he set standards. Yo, FUBAR Radio, listen. Hey. It's what to be when we bring the remedy. Musically, artistically, beats the band and pots and pans. Beat that standard, hits the time. No, them women really run. Those that slept, no, not this time. Lift your pants, foul face. Force ain't got no time to waste. What a waste, like a disgusting taste in our mouth. Gotta spit that sheet to keep the shit out. Somebody the down in the middle, blood on the back. Hey! Tongue twisting and all that stuff. Because the force, I set standards. Mana gap recordings, yeah, we set standards. King of the beats, you know, they set standards. Confucius MC agree, he set standards. Brother Double H, yeah, he set standards. Cyclone, yes, you guessed, he set standards. J-Man, yeah, he set standards. Worldwide, from the UK side, we set standards. G-Bag, he set standards. Brother Point Black, in fact, he set standards. And Wancy easily set standards. And Wancy easily set standards. Arise King David, yeah, he set standards. Rave under and I'm better to set standards. Those that slept then wept, don't set standards. Couldn't see the mission, no mission, get left stranded. Standard, standard.
Standard, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. Oh,
bust a little sweat. Got yeah, a little boy. Sweat going
that's
on
that's
there.
That's how we know you're putting the work in right there. Now,
for
nice
real.
One, no doubt, no doubt. Thank you, man.
And so what's Free the information for the album and everything? Like,
okay,
how can people
so,
track it down?
So the album, at the moment, there's a single that's come out every single month. Every single month. First week of every month, there's a single that comes out. You can go get that digitally. You know what I mean? Just write in the force. You know, and it will come up. Google us. It's everywhere. And then we're going to have a limited edition vinyl. So it's going to be coloured vinyl. It's just been sent off. So in about 12 to 14 weeks, that's what's going to drop. And then, you know what I mean? Just look out for us, man. We're also going to be doing the May the 1st breaking convention as well.
Oh,
we're going to
cool.
do. Yeah, no doubt.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be down there hosting.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean?
Myself, Confucius MC, Cyclonius, and G-Bag, we'll all be doing our joints from the album. So,
wicked.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man.
What's the name of the park again that happens in?
Sparfield!
Sparfield.
That's
yeah.
the one. There
yes.
we go.
In Islington, that's definitely a jam
you
to
like
make it down
there. You like the little vibrato there, you know what I mean?
You know what's up, man.
Yeah, Pavarotti.
Come on.
Now and again. You know them way there.
Vibrato.
Wait, bro, thanks for coming through, man.
Thank you for inviting me. You know what I mean?
Boy.
Always a pleasure. You
and
know what I mean?
Feel free
thank
to
you.
Hang around with us for the rest of the show. We're taking yeah. care of everybody until 6 p.m. And you've got to keep us posted with everything else you're doing in the future and
I
stuff.
I will do.
You know,
I will
but the
do.
Music's sounding lovely.
Thank
so
you,
thank
Sarah.
You so
setting
much
the
for
standard.
Coming
that's
through.
Right.
Thank you,
Mas.
Yes, that is right. Coming up next, we're going to be getting into our open mic. And can I just say, me while there was a tune playing, me and Mai saw this group of dudes.
Oh,
outside
it
and it, we were,
oh,
like, we were looking at them saying these
okay,
look
like
they're going
to
be on
here.
The open mic and it's the dudes.
All right, wicked. Let's get into the tune and get them in because you know time is of the essence up in this bitch.
It's hip hop
crispy and clean it's the tag team. Ding ding. Well done, John Major.
Boop in the hit out.
Yeah.
Yo.
You are listening to the sounds of my foot in your blood clot.
Billy Brimstone.
All some tag team shit.
Michael Parkinson.
All some tag team shit.
I'm a grumpy old bloke, spitting something so dope. Better know that this is for the grown folk. Man, I feel a low blow, tag team or solo. Jay and Pa hit the spot in the dojo.
Oh no,
it's the return of the drift. Terrifying kids like me, it's the old gits. Waving up walking sticks, zip your dip, you're talking shit, get torn to bits.
Ha. We keep bringing the passion and straight sick with the pattern. With most man than me lacking and stay cack. We murk beats and bang them and fling hooks, attack and get knocked out like Hatton to take down.
We still gigging the roar, we still bringing the roar. My boot kicking the door, notorious. This kid's quick on the draw, I'm nitpicking your flaws. My crew's bigger than yours, there's more of us.
Still smoking the weed, I'm still raising my seeds. Blood, you better believe, we're grown men. That's why I'm working for P, we stay murking the B. You don't want it with me, you're my friend.
We're still posing a threat, like smoking a grip. We're still open for bets, so let's gamble. I don't mind the rain, smart hide my pain. A rhinestone cowboy like Glen Campbell.
Bang, beats, athletes, just P, tag team. It's a tag team event. Pass just the pen, spark the pen and pay the rent. Yo, we bang, beats, athletes, just P, tag team.
It's a tag team event. Give P the pen, we back again.
Grumpy old men.
Billy Brimstone.
Awesome tag team shit.
Michael Parkinson.
Awesome tag team shit.
Wrestle man like Legion of Doom, we're deep in the tune, and leave man deep in the tomb. I'm a man, don't take my for you. I take you to school, and take you back to the womb.
Rat can slapped in a loop, back with a boom. Atomic bomb impact when I spat on the tube. Track in the stew, DOE go out of the moon. Shake your hand, rip your hand off, like how do you do?
Yeah. I Ming the merciless, I pen the verse to this, a verbal herbalist, I smoke pot, commence the murdering, I dead the vermin, and I keep on burning them, it won't stop.
Pest controlling, when just patrolling, man spit petroleum and strike match. We raise the climate and invade your island like a crazy pirate with an eye patch.
Us man a boulder in a pair of goalers and a super soaker, you will get wet. Rock a Axel Foley screaming holy moly. No one can hold me cause I don't pet.
This ain't Battersea Dogs hole. I'm packing a Roscoe, I'm batting a longbow to batter chaps. Get bang like a bongo, an arrogant combo. They carry a long scroll of battle rap.
Bang, beats, athletes, just P, tag team. It's a tag team event. Pass just the pen, spark the pen and pay the rent. Yo, we bang, beats, athletes, just P, tag team.
It's a tag team event. Give P the pen, we back again.
Grumpy old men.
Billy Brimstone.
Brand new Michael Parkinson featuring Jess, tag team, practicing tag team moves. The EP is out now, so go and check that out. This is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggie, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Do remember, we have the Run the Jewels competition going on later on today. It's live now, by the way, so if you follow at FUBAR Radio and retweet the tweet that has something to do with Run the Jewels, you might win the print that I don't want you to win because I want to take it home. But anyway, we got a colossal open mic about to come up right about now. We got Detrimental.
Yeah. Yes.
What are you saying, bruv?
Not much. Thanks for having
good.
Me.
Where,
on.
You, yeah. Where did you land here from,
we're
man?
From Corby, East from Midlands.
Stay nice and close to the microphone for me so I can hear you. Lovely. Yeah. Cool. What, all of you?
Yeah, me, Craig, and Roscoe. As well.
Wicked. What, did you drive down together or something?
Yeah.
Road trip
down, yeah.
That's wicked.
That's it, yeah.
All right, blessed for coming down, man.
Sound,
we really appreciate
for having
that, man.
Us, yeah. Big up.
Hey, I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Yeah.
Quack Zeno.
Well,
what are you saying, bro?
I'm blessed, thank you.
Where have you landed from?
Well, man, come from South Norwood via High Wycombe. Currently studying in High Wycombe at the moment. Bucks Uni.
A High Wycombe Uni?
Yeah, man.
High Wycombe Uni, boy. Back in the day, though. Back in the day, you know what I mean? Wife might be listening right about now.
It's
a long time ago. But yeah, it's a bit of trouble up there, isn't it?
Fam, it's all right. Fam, last year, man's almost completed the mission, you get me?
Yeah, what are you studying?
Music business management still.
Sheesh. is. Yeah. See, yeah, that's yeah, what it's about, man. Learning the business, guys. This music thing, it's a lot of fun, but there's a lot of shit you got to go through in order to get there. Yeah, and the best way to get through that shit is to know what that shit smells like. Quaxino's doing the right thing. Learn the business. That's, you know, I don't know what the fuck the business means exactly, but learn it, and life is a lot easier, isn't it?
Amen.
We also have Gernard Matthews.
Yeah, how are we doing?
Gernard Matthews. Feeling that
name. I know, you got to call yourself something, isn't it?
No, it's good, it's memorable. And that's Celestial.
Celestial's over here. What are you saying, bro?
It's sound, bro. I'm cool, man. Cool, we're here rocking it for the 64 Squadron, man.
Yep.
Okay, but when you're speaking and rapping, you got to talk into the microphone for me, otherwise I kick you out of the studio. Yeah.
She'll get very upset when she gives you that look, you know what I mean?
No, you're in trouble, man. Sorry.
No, it's all love.
So, Gernard, where are you heading from? Where are you landing here from?
I'm out of Corby as well, man.
Corby as well,
I'm on part of the road trip.
Nice, man. And then we got Mr. Kelly.
Yes, hello.
You're not wearing your suit today. What's going on?
No, I wasn't. No, I just quit my job last week, so I thought I'd just try a different outfit.
Yeah.
What's the name of the tune? The tune you sent in, he was wearing a suit. What was it called again?
There's a few. It's Merkin Class.
Yeah, that's it.
Merkin Class System. And then the Square Mill, Square Mile when I'm walking around at lunchtime in
the
city.
Loving the character, man. Definitely.
Cheers.
Yo, so we're going to get into a colossal open mic. You know what I mean? We don't want to chat too much because we do believe it's all about the MC showing their skills. Everybody here can talk, but we want to find out if everybody here can rap. You see, we got a Tisky in the building.
Yeah.
So
hold tight, the Tisky crew.
Yeah, you know the party started already, man.
Guilty.
And this week on the beat, we have D-Zine as well.
DJ D-Zine on the beat. Ouch. All right, so yes. Detrimental, you're setting it off, yeah?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, we're getting to the Fubar Radio open mic right here, my beloveds. The hip-hop show, let's go.
Yeah, 64 Squadron, Detrimental inside.
Yeah.
Yo.
You lot hear the beat all right, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Yeah.
See, I spent a lot of time feeling amateur and talentless, but now it's time for me to show these amateurs what talent is. The heart of a warrior mindset of a pacifist, your beats into submission like some sort of sadomasochist, killing off these kids with a force of 50 Anakins. No mercy for the weak when you're battling with paladins, leaving bodies looking stiff with challenging these mannequins. Unsure of what they're standing for, like Aramaic acronyms. It's way too smooth, you could never sound this clean. 64 Squadron, this a detrimental 16. I sent a check it twice, so the syllables is sick. Sight on showing up on the scale of the 60, making movement for the 8. Like Rosa Parks in the 50s, bombing tracks like they did to Waterloo in the Blitzkrieg. Name's detrimental, when I'm out you can't miss me. I'm the boy in the corner, running a Buddha looking dizzy.
Yeah, curb your enthusiasm when my tongue spasms. I create chasms, lost in the deep caverns. Follow ancient patterns like the Nazca lines. I cover my tracks and vines, discover the scene of the crime. Trace my roots, never wasted youth, just trace my roots, then waste my youth to the journey. I travel ahead, make sure I don't unravel and step, become part of the rabble, calling for heads to roll on the electoral roll, the electable pro with a respectable goal, transfixed on the soul. That's my mantra, last long like tantra. Throw a tantrum, then I'm ready for action. Heavyweight, not bantam. My life's into space with episodes when my mind goes into space and I let it go.
Too legit to quit. I'ma take you on a trip. Too legit, all aboard, don't slip. Too legit, come far, can't quit. And we can't quit, it's not been easy. It's been a trip, been a journey. Big up all my bros, come back and said they heard me. But they ain't see me grind, they ain't see me writing lines, running out of time. This is for my bro, we used to share them clothes. This is for my mum, sorry for what I done. Bringing please to the drum, how we banged on roll. The ancestor used to bang on the drum. Only fight for the homeland, fighting as one. Used to fight with a spear and now we fight with a gun. Trying to fight back tears for all the crying mums. Top lads been lost in the slums, hunting each other for treasure. Back then we were hunting together, not fearing a bredder, fearing none, not the lion or the desert or the beating sun. Now a little man act quick, up, that's the preacher's son.
This is his boom bap, scrap shit. Analytical addicts, fakes disintegrate, rape demographics. When I'm at it, known to set the pace, to bring the heat like Lecky blankets. Unkillable, cynical, syllable, set my state too enigmatic. Unequivocal rap shit, Google definition. Licking lyrical laps and listing frugal premonition. Bad my time again, I play a different position. Tune into intuition, wave goodbye to indecision. Cause life ain't nothing but a cruel bitch. Let's say the masochistic mistress, manhandling a man witness. Van Damme in a bad business, a dab hand with a bad trip. It's the last time when a man flops a plan, allows a plan to scam his wit. I guess it's just another hand with a split. A man with a wish, a candle lit liaison with the cannabis kid. Fabulous wit, whittle fabulous flips. Flip out random as shit and wreck your gang by blowing stands into bits.
It's time to say hello to 64 Squadron. Yes, we're here. Well, can't you hear the door knocking? We're not leaving now, we're banging and we wanting committed. And we're on it, about to go supersonic. With targets locked and spin straight fire from the cockpit, and no one's gonna stop it. Dropping bombs like Robotniks, and we won't be stopping until the boots are stomping and they're all shouting out for the 64 squadron. See, we treat every beat like a war zone, and inside heat said the battle, well, the squadron's right at home, ready to storm your forts with the force that we roll. Now feel the force of projections, deliverance and flows. She's gonna blow so many stereos that these tracks might have to come packed with the warning labels. Like warning, well, this shit may rock your soul, make you want to move your toes, or make it wavy so you blow.
Strange times, pirates and stranger ties. Behind every corner, danger hides. We're fed lies, sung sweet lullabies. So cover your eyes as Mother England cries. And if you ask why, you can find the reasons, but they're often fleeting with no ground and reason. We're fleeing for the hills, and seeing as we're ill, we try to escape reality with a feeble little pill, but it doesn't appeal, but it appears to be real. So I pinch myself, then I flinch from the chaos. Within an inch of being laid off, population's been paid off. Penny drops as the pound falls, market stalled in the night falls. They say the darkest hour, it comes before the dawn, but the mood is sour. We're devouring our unborn.
Dissect your preconceptions, intersections, send them off in six directions. Extra fresh but mega messy when we bless it in the sessions. Wreck the sets, protect the next. Specialist collections, uncheck, inspect the deck. We get the heaviest selection, but then I slow it down like it spoke on the beat. No, none of these flows seem as potent to me. And honestly, that's all I'm really hoping to be. Well, that and high as fuck, so I'm smoking for free. Just blaze, what the neighbours up the base. It's time to earn a place. Centigrade, breathe the weed, we're burning up. It's no surprise to me. People haven't heard of us because we're the real rappers in an age of little nerdy fucks breaking to the scene. But we ain't trying to pick the lock. Lyrics kicking hard enough to take the fucking hinges off and send a creativity finger raised to every bitch you talk. If you feel offended, suck a dick and switch it off.
Detrimental, right?
Yeah.
Gordon Matthews, what are you saying, right?
Squadron, Gordon Matthews, yeah. Running that lively beat, check the prospectus. Wrapped up in rivalry and retrospect, respecters. Get the next flex, set the net to catch the bestest. Flows up in your dome, I'll eat these bullies up for breakfast. So bob your head to this, grind to pay the rent to this. I'm feeling like killing the willing and singing the silliest retro set to this. So will you be willing to stress for this? Readily wrecking the rest for this. Concealing the feeling of menial meaning and passing the mic for the rest to spit. Chopping tracks, the chomp and chillum's getting packed the chonk. A potent pleasure, prep PM can never tax me on. I'll pick the pang apart and pass the Peter pipe along. Relieve the evil eye, cause I despise it when the vibe is wrong. I'm steadily peddling rap. Several levels are meant to be at, when it's all said and done, to be treading the mat with a fat track, tied themself in hats. The kind of mental condition that keeps you focused and standing real strong against the storm as it approaches.
I ain't a preacher, I ain't preaching none. Live life, life will teach you some. You want something, go get it done. That's a message to myself. I know, so I'll do better. It's only better for my health. Negative to positive, that's my prerogative. I don't want that fast money, nah, I just want to live free. I had to work to make the dream work. Now we on film like a dream work. No, I ain't team, I ain't mean, we put a meme work. All that dirt left me in court in a clean shirt. I had to change it for that change it to teamwork and a lot of understanding. Mum gave a laugh, she made a man of the kid. Take a responsibility for what I'd done as a kid. I had to do it for the fam. Before I had fam, I had grams. Before I plan, I had to lose weight just to be a man. Like, too legit to quit, too legit to quit, too legit to quit. I'ma take you on a trip, too legit. All aboard, don't slip, too legit. Come far, can't quit, too legit to quit, too legit to quit, too legit to quit. I'ma take you on a trip, too legit. All aboard, don't slip, too legit. Come far, can't quit.
I create the waves that I'll be surfing today, and then things will get better, that's why there's a smile upon my face. Middle fingers raised, and I'm stuck inside my page, and my pen's glued to my hands, cause I've been writing away for days. Now my head's in a daze, and I'm wasting away. Now I'm inclined to blaze, so someone drop me off an eighth. But I want some naughty, cause rides begin to bore me, and from what I see, escapism is better, surely. Someone tell me otherwise, someone who has not been raised in lies. Someone who can go and escape the mind, but having to get high. What's the answer to get by, the answer to a happy life? And do we even know, and should we even try? Is the answer enough, or is it in the material substance, or is it inside these holy books, or are they all bluffing? I'm shook, I can no longer look, now fuck it. Change the page of the book and go and eat a different substance.
Yeah, bring home the bacon and chew on the fat. If I'm not mistaken, I've got a knack for that. But Friday I'm knackered, I'm cream cracking. Sometimes feel I'm going backward. Regress to a primitive state, possess limited ways to move through the maze. So I move through the days. It leaves me flat on my back. I need to assemble a plan like a flat pack. I'm not minted like Kendall Cake. Give you a glimpse into my mental state. The special outtakes. It's the raw, uncut, deluxe edition. Guaranteed to make the right decision. Precise, I make the right incision. Lo and behold, I unfold another story. A scolding soldier, the golden soldier, molding culture. There's no time to be sulking on the sofa.
Pick up a pen and I'm perfecting perfection. Pick up the pad and practice presence and projection. Preparing proper paragraphs, producing perplexion.
direction to positively part any petty preconception. Plowing through the pages, I select my selection. The flow so mad they'll have to section my section. Find some kind of way to protect their protection. Write the kind of rhyme, climb inside your mind like inception. Freedom of cranial cavity, spitting depravity full of profanity. Some insanity, all of the vanity's getting humanity. We're on a mission to bring a new strategy. We got the force and we got the capacity. We got the drug and we got the tenacity. Ripping on anyone, giving them savagery, giving them hell, giving them anarchy. Inciting a vibrant style of writing, holding back the hidden beast, gripping my horizon. Smoking sacks of sticky green, sipping psilocybin. That total package, different league, sick, it's kind of rhyming.
I wonder where's the platform for the sadist. Will anybody rate this and rock it on their playlist? And I can tell it's on point from all the faces lighting up around me when I stop and start to spray sick. 64 reasons to make it. I tell them stick the raw feelings, take your demons on a day trip, give them a facelift, whipping a spaceship, thinking of basics for sake, hate, clickbait and fake status. I make it up as I go along, that's right. Verbal diarrhea got me spitting from my backside. To me, to be an MC is more than just a pastime. Fuck, I punch a roll of blunt and drop a flatline. Rhythmic flows forever delivering those from the hole above my chin beneath the bridge of my nose. Yo, Gernard Matthews got that riddling flow. Top cat pop that, you little bitches best be lifting close.
But they don't want no drama. Even living faster, listen harder. I didn't listen to my pastor or my father. My father said, don't hang out with the wrong friends. That means I would have had to cut out the whole ends. Funny how things change. Used to play my battle, now we grown men. Looking at my girl, ironing my clothes, and realize I'm a grown man. When she say fun, I know she wants some romance. A blue moon wine when we have a slow dance. Never knew it would have happened from a small glance, small chance. Now it's cash when we walk with old hands. Like, on the come up, you might see me with my thumb up. Had to work hard, a lot of dirt, kick a ton up. They won't make fuss if you don't have had enough of. They won't make jokers who toast to they're the butt of. Getting dough to their cut of gangrene. I feel French, but the wave max bees. Burn the wrong bridge, get chuck off. Bad dreams and nightmares. Yeah, the dark horse, but I'm trying to shine a light here. You can look, but homie, we don't like stairs. No lighty, no likey, where there no lights here. You gotta watch it on the block, cause this ain't Times Square. My brother do the division and leave them lies there. Huh? It's simple maths, but what do I care? All up in your ears like I'm right there. But he's on your back, trying to whisper in your right ear. Trying to lock your soul right off with that blind fear.
I try and write the light, I've been suppressing darkness. Pretending all is fine, it's fixed minds, and I feel so heartless. I'm needing a spiritual pick me up, please, real quick. So I've been puffing upon hallucinogenic drugs to send me on deep trips. Now I'm trying to send the actual plane, travel through them seven gates. I'll be arm and neck when normal comes, time I'm ready for what awaits. I'll take in the demons and entities, and I'll march through them dark planes. I'll sort that Egeji, sacred knowledge, you get attained. I'll come back, carrying seven head, the defeated dark queen. I'll be empowered by a force mother bestowed upon me. Feeling like celestial G, yes, I'll be top of this fear. Because I'm traveling to and from this land of this dead with no fears. In fact, I'm only scared inside of this land of this man. Because you can go and get stabbed by the same helping hand. With demons and entities, they take on form of this shape. Where men come to your face and mass the most of fate.
Society's broken and we can't fix it. Brexit gave air to the bigots who say frigate. Send them all back, watch them fidget and squirm. Cause from the past, we don't learn, having healed from our last burn. Now we wanna send frigates like we rule the waves. But we waive the rules in this foolish game. We down tools, pick up rocks and bad habits. And we should know better, but we're no better. Like rats leave a sinking ship with no cheddar. Affects everyone under the sun like bad weather. Our thinking slips, the economy dips and starts saving to get a stake in. It's the next generation that we're desecrating. And I'm a proud father, so I fight harder. And I shout to these fools, Scarpa.
Jeez, boy. Shout out to Mr. Kelly. Jesus, you just heard some beastly work right there, man. All you MCs, if you want to get on the open mic, do hit us up with a link to your music. Make sure it's hiphop@foobarradio.com with a subject saying open mic. And, you know, just send one or two links, YouTube, SoundCloud or whatever. All you producers, if you want to do what DJ Design did and get a beat on here, make sure the subject on the email says open mic beat, and just send us 1 minute snippets, about 4 1 minute snippets of your beats, and we'll get back to you bitches and bitchettes. Yo, Detrimental, Quack Zeno, Celestial C, Mr. Kelly, Gernard Matthews, thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Shout to DJ Design as well on the beat right there. MCs, these are what real MCs do. They don't complain about the beat because they ain't heard it yet. They come on and do what they do to that thing. You know what I mean? And we really appreciate you lot doing that here.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks
for Food Bar Radio.
We're going to share all the links so you know how to track down the guys. Big thank you to The Force for coming through to the studio as well and performing for us earlier. And thank you to you guys for locking into this show, because this show truly is all about you lot. and we look forward to seeing all of you again
soon.
Yeah,
man, please send us some music. You lot have been on here, so we got to make sure they hear the stuff you record as well, you know what I mean? And then we remind them to listen back. Yeah. But you know, the video is going to be out there at the open mic. Man, you lot killed that shit, man. That was so much fun right there. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, man, we realise at this point that we do not have enough time on this fucking show right here. We do need more time. We need to somehow go back into human history and change this 24-hour bullshit that we're going
on. Rewrite it.
Give us some more time, do you know what I mean?
But hit us up, foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Next week is bank holiday, so enjoy your bank holiday. But up
enjoy
next on Food Bar Radio, we have a brand new grime show, Sticky Blood, so do not go anywhere.
That's what
Keep
Food Bar
it
Radio
Fubar.
Do.
Never forgetting our message.
Sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.